This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our topic today is oral and facial surgery, especially when it is performed by an oral surgeon. Our guest today is Dr. Brian Dice, oral and facial surgeon. Dr. Dice, is your practice exclusively hospital-based, or is it a combination of hospital and office?
It is a combination of office and hospital-based procedures. We have, over the last several decades, transitioned from being hospital-based into an office-based specialty due to the fact that so many of the procedures we can do are better handled as an outpatient procedure with advances in anesthesia and some of the other technologies. It's much easier to handle patients in an office-based situation.
Do most of your colleagues do the same?
Yes. Most oral surgeons nowadays are mostly office-based with hospital-based procedures for larger or more involved procedures.
Oral surgeons treat patients with problem wisdom teeth, facial pain, and misaligned jaws. If a patient is referred to you with facial pain but hasn't been worked up for it, where do you start?
Well, go through etiologies, like you just mentioned, wisdom teeth, and try to rule things out, like there are patients that have pain with their jaws. But a lot of the facial pain patients have come in with three major etiologies or reasons for having that pain. First is what a lot of patients have heard, TMJ problems, or the temporomandibular joint, which will give specifically pain in the facial region. There will also be some patients that in combination that will have what's called myofascial pain, which is just the same type of discomforts, but it's not joint-related, it's more muscle-related. The third is a more complex pain called neuralgias, which are dysfunctions in nerve conduction. So that's really ones we usually diagnose but send to a neurologist for treatment because it's more of a medication-mediated treatment. The TMJ problems, the myofascial things, are usually handled by dentists, stabilizing teeth, getting the function of the jaws better aligned, and those things will usually take care of those problems.
What about oral cancer? Has that been diagnosed prior to the patient being referred to you, and would you do your own diagnosis of that injury or that possible cancer?
Most of the time when we see a patient with oral cancer, it has been referred to us either by a dentist or by a physician that needs a biopsy of the tissue to confirm what clinically may look like oral cancer. They are usually patients that have certain signs and symptoms, ones that patients can pick up themselves but have been in denial and not able to really make a decision on following up with treatment. They usually get sent to us so that we can actually do a small procedure in the office, send a piece of tissue off to a pathologist where they can actually tell us where it's something to be worried about or not.
Is oral cancer primarily a diagnosis in Louisiana with a longtime smoker?
Yes. Tobacco use is still probably the number one reason for oral cancer. Smoking probably worse than chewing or dipping tobacco, even though all three of them can be a problem for cancer. Smoking by far is the bigger concern because it also is not going to just be an oral cancer consideration. It's also going to have problems for lung cancer and other such problems.
Is a jaw cyst something you see often?
A jaw cyst kind of comes in with the cancer thing because a lot of times these benign tumors or cysts are felt to be cancer. They're usually picked up in a dental exam or in a radiographic exam by your dentist. They're not common. They happen maybe 1% to 2% of the population, but you take the average oral surgeon that may see 2,000 patients over the year, we end up seeing 5, 6, 7 cases a year. So it's something that is not what I call tremendously common, but it is going to occur. Most of the time, it is clinical, a suggestion of 3 or 4 different lesions that we would think it might be, and then we have to kind of ultimately do a biopsy so we find out what it is, classify it. Treatment of benign cysts are usually just removal. They're usually not near the concern that most cancers are. The best reason for getting a diagnosis is what we need to follow them up. They do have a tendency to recur 10, 15 years afterwards, so we know how close we need to follow a patient, get them back to their dentist, timely x-rays will keep us from having such a problem sneak back up on them.
Thanks, Dr. Dice. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and Bicol Editor for Conversations in Medicine.